Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Wow, this is the best part of any holiday weekend, the beginning part, when it's all in front of us. As this is Labor Day weekend, MSU researchers are taking a look back at the now-closed General Motors Fisher Body Plant and putting together an oral history of former workers at the plant. To talk about this historic Lansing workplace, I'm joined by Kevin Baird. He's an East Lansing City Council member and a retiree of UAW Local 602, having himself worked at the Fisher plant. Kevin also processed the approximately 125 interviews of former Fisher plant workers who were part of the project. Welcome to the program, Kevin.
Thanks for having me, Michael.
Now, the plant was built in 1920, but wasn't purchased by General Motors until 1935. Just how significant was this facility for the working men and women in Lansing for the 70 or so years that General Motors ran it?
Oh, goodness. Billy Durant built that plant. If you remember, he was the guy that founded GM back in 1908. And then the board kicked him out, but he tried to build a product called the Durant Star in that location on Verlinden Street, and he built a factory there right at the edge of Lansing. And a lot of the people that ended up working in that facility lived in that Verlinden neighborhood over there, and a lot of businesses sprang up around it too to support the activity over there. So from the time that GM took possession of it in the mid-1930s and they moved the Fisher Body operation, which was down at the Olds Main plant down by the river over there to Verlinden Street, it ran steady until they closed it in 2005.
Well, it certainly spanned so many different eras, and it kind of covers a time when workers could find themselves holding a job for a lifetime. How many of the workers at Fisher spent most or sometimes all of their working career at the plant?
Well, in my experience, once you hired in there, it was rare that somebody quit and went somewhere else. They usually completed their career 30, 35, 40 years there, a very common thing. And it also entailed, you know, generations. It was not uncommon to find people whose father worked there or grandfather worked there. My own family, I had a father and an uncle worked for Oldsmobile. I started at Oldsmobile in the mid-70s. My brothers-in-law went into work at GM2 in the late 70s, and now I've got a nephew employed over at the warehouse.
How did union workers at Fisher describe their relationship with GM management? Were there some particularly contentious times at Fisher over the years?
Oh, well, there were contentious times right along, sure. In late 30s, when the UAW rose up, and there was a big event in Lansing called the Lansing Labor Holiday, and that's in the history books. You can read about it in several places. It was a big citywide protest with the organized labor. And, you know, over the years, there were some major strikes, 1946, 1960, 1970, and then another one about 1998 that had huge impact on the corporation and the UAW. Locally, though, relations between the Lansing locals and GM management over the years has been pretty good, fairly cooperative and pretty progressive, and had pretty good relationships, and usually a lot of good things have happened.
I'm talking to Kevin Baird. He's an East Lansing City Council member, a retiree from UAW Local 602, involved in this project, MSU project, to get the oral history of well over 100 former Fisher plant workers. The facility itself was mammoth. How did workers describe, or how would you describe the vastness of the plant itself?
We had people that would hire in on their first day, and it would be a year before they would move away from coming from the gate to their job site and back out again at the end of the day. Getting lost in there was a very easy thing to do. The original building built in the early 30s, and it was added on to again and again and again right up through, oh gosh, the mid-80s. So it was on three floors, four floors, over lots of acres. Very easy to get turned around in there and not be able to find your way back. So, yeah, it was a big place. It was a daunting place. There were often referenced the body shop where they had the handheld spot welders, called it the jungle. And the people that had to wrestle those things to weld the car bodies together really built up some muscles, and it was hard work in there. Other folks working out in trim. We got a couple of people in these recordings who, when they hired in back in the late 40s, early 50s, a couple of women. That's the only place the women worked in the factory. They worked in the cushion room sewing, and it was low-paid work, and it was hard work. And other people finally... Mm-hmm. Up in the paint shop in later. And again, you walk up a flight of stairs and walked in, you walked out, and you really didn't explore the rest of the plant.
Let me ask you, in terms of the women that worked there, I mean, the plant certainly spanned a period of time. There was some major social changes. How do the women that you interviewed or that you processed their interviews, how do they describe their experience at the plant initially and as time went on?
We've got a couple terrific interviews with women that hired in the late 40s and early 50s who it was in their careers that they saw this change. And they were given hard jobs, brutal jobs. The men didn't necessarily want them in the factory. They tolerated them. They had to go up a flight of stairs to the second floor to find a bathroom. There was no drinking fountains. They weren't given gloves and things. So, you know, there was this process where it was thought, and this was, you know, society-wide, that women shouldn't be in the factory. These were men's jobs. And so these women, they grit their teeth and they persevered. And one of them, Dorothy Stevens, talks about being the first woman in the plant to actually use the contract to her advantage to get a better-paying job and get to better places in the plant. And she actually... ended up being elected to the bargaining committee and negotiating several contracts at the plant her career.
That's quite an evolution. You know, the Fisher Body Plant represents such a period of optimism and growth in Lansing. Was there a feeling among workers that the plant would remain operational for much longer than it in fact did?
Well, I think that everybody understood that even though we produced a large number of cars every year and high-quality vehicles. We got rave reviews across the industry that the old facility had pretty much reached its limit to how it could be remodeled and accommodate the new production methods and the new stock delivery systems and all. And so I think the whole community effort to get GM to reinvest here and get these two new plants built, the Grand River plant where they're building Cadillacs on the old Oldsmobile site and then the new plant where all your Fisher Body workforce transitioned out to the new Lansing Delta plant. And so I think once we got through that couple-year period in there where the facility was shutting down and the new one was coming online and people worked their way through the jobs bank and got trained and moved out to the new facility, I think everybody realized that there was reason to be optimistic about the future.
And do you think that the general feeling about working at an auto plant was vastly different in the decades of the 50s, 60s, and 70s than it is today?
Yeah, I think it is because, you know, just things were just a lot different then. The people that are hiring in the last 5 or 6 years are coming in with a contract that sets a different wage rate for them, and the ability to move around, the uncertainty in the industry is problematic. The amount of competition out there that previous generations didn't have to deal with, it's tough to figure out how to manage it, and you have to put a lot of faith and trust in the people that are running the corporation that they understand the business and do the right things.
Kevin Baird, East Lansing City Council member and a retiree of UAW Local 602, who himself worked at the Fisher plant. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Coming